This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ugh, picture this. You're getting a little up there, 35. You start to read all these articles about how literally 35 is the age where you statistically become way more likely to get injured while playing sports. You've been out of your rec basketball league on Sundays for a while. You get a phone call, you hang up. You're a little afraid to go back. You're out of shape. You don't want to get yourself hurt, but you realize you're never going to get back in shape if you don't start exercising again. So you hit the gym on Sunday with the fellas and you play like 6 games. You acquit yourself decently, do all right. Make it out of the woods, no injury. Fine.
Hey, Greg, good job not getting injured today, man.
Hey, thanks, man. I'm glad you guys noticed. I think it was.
We were all worried when you said you were coming.
When I came into the gym, I felt a gasp.
I felt a collective
gasp.
The air got sucked out of the room.
Of palpable concern. And you guys were going pretty easy on me, I think, there. Yeah.
A lot of apologies every time we touch you.
Yeah.
We keep up with your age, too. And we know you're 35.
Yeah.
You know, statistically, that's like the age that most likely you start to get injured.
I did know that. Yeah, I mean, other than me catching a Mikey Stevens knee to the balls pretty hard under the hoop there. You know,
trying to take a charge?
No, it was just going for a rebound. People were up in the air. It was kind of payback for when I kneed Johnny Schwartzbein in the balls like 6 months ago. I think it was a karma thing. But that's a short-term injury. I'm not going to miss any time, you know.
How's Johnny doing?
Johnny's good. His wife was off for the week, I think, so he had some time to get out and play golf, and we're going to play golf on Friday, and I'm sure I'll still be fine by then.
Hey, Greg, yeah. I noticed you were wearing white shorts, and I don't mean to pry in your personal business, but you're bleeding from the balls.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, dude.
See, I with the white shorts, I worry so much more about the stains on the backside than I forget. Because, you know, I usually come in with some skin marks going on. But, oh, am I bleeding from the balls? I mean, I would probably have to get that checked out. Does anyone have a good ball guy?
He's not good.
Oh, you have a bad ball guy?
I'll go see him. Okay.
I do mine myself.
Cameron! Hello, Doc.
Hello.
So
you're a friend of Ryan Meharry.
I am. Oh, God. Got a big Doberman in here.
Yeah, don't look at him.
He stays in the operating room.
Yeah, he's my support dog. Because I get freaked out a lot.
Oh, God.
Yeah, keeps me calm.
Why do you have a scalpel?
Huh?
Well, why do you have a scalpel?
I don't know who's coming through the door.
Oh, okay. I caught a knee to the old crown jewel.
Yeah. Ryan was telling me he's a good patient. You like him?
He's all right. I mean, how often does he come in here?
A lot. He's got a lot of ball problems. A lot of people come in here. Hey, you want to know who my most famous client is?
Who?
Christian Bale.
Really?
Yeah, I call him Christian Balls.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, the Doberman does a Batman. Doberman does a Bale Batman impression.
Yeah, the guy's in here all the time.
Wait, Doberman, can you do that Christian Bale flip out where he goes like, "Good for you"? Honestly, for a Doberman,
you and me, really we're done, pal. Professionally.
I don't know this one. Is it from that same freak out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was doing an American Psycho monologue.
Oh, yeah. Can you sing Huey Lewis in the News? I don't even remember my hurt nuts at this point. I am just enamored with this Doberman.
Can I please see him?
All right, here you go.
Please, pretty please.
There you go. They're still bleeding. Just be.
What do you mean? Fuck. Ew.
Don't say
ew. Oh, dude, I've seen so many balls. And yours are nasty.
All right. But medically speaking, how are we doing?
I mean, not good. You're bleeding. Profuse. I don't even know. I can't even see where the blood is coming from.
That's what I'm worried about, too. It feels supernatural.
Yeah, it's like a Jesus statue.
Yeah, I've got stignutta. And it did start on Easter. So it turns out you get a priest in there. He takes care of your stignata, and you officially made it out of the woods.
Oh, stignata. Stignata. Please, you have to forgive me. I have to go to the restroom. Stignata. Okay. It is healed.
Thank you, priest. Or father, sorry.
Yes.
Father?
Father.
And are you from Italy? Or?
Yes, I am from Italy.
Oh, beautiful, I hear.
Yeah. Oh, at this time of the year? Beautiful.
April?
April. April in Italy. April in Tuscany.
Is that where you're from, Tuscany?
April in Tuscany.
That's a melody that I usually hear from mariachi bands.
April in Tuscany. Yes, it is a beautiful place.
Well, I'll have to go now that I'm all healed up.
You must. And if you would like to know, to go, I'd
if you'd like to not too.
If you'd like to not, and if you'd like to go to Italy, I have a discount on United Airlines.
Oh, wow. Now, are those Boeing planes? Or
yes, Boeing 737 MAX.
That's the one that's falling apart, though, right?
Yes, but it doesn't happen as much as the people say.
I guess, yeah, statistically, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah. However, these with the discount, they are loose.
Oh, they're the ones that are already loose? Yeah, they kept them in rotation.
Just for the Italy flight.
So you get on a Boeing 737 to Tuscany so you can get a nut. Halfway through the flight over the ocean, doors start flying off. People are screaming. Your plane crashes into the Atlantic. You swim 300 miles. You fight off sharks. No injuries. Spotless. You sleep with dozens of disreputable Italian women, including the two from season two of White Lotus. But you still get a clean bill of health from the doctor.
Let me see the balls post-trip.
Right. Hey, Doberman. How are you doing, man?
Wait, let me see these balls.
Yeah.
You're good.
I'm good.
They passed the sniff test.
Yeah, you would think the Doberman would sniff them, but you got in there. All right, Doberman, don't act like you're too good for it. Well, I could have a jar of Jiffy in here, and you'd be down. Jiff, I mean, not Jiffy, not the motor oil.
No, the motor oil
Skippy.
Is for me.
I combined Skippy and Jiff is what I did. But then Thursday morning at work, it's still 3 days later. Yeah. You make a fatal mistake. You engage in a risky behavior, which is getting a cup of coffee and sitting down in your chair. And you throw your back out so immediately that you have to go back to the kitchen because you don't want your coworkers to see you like that. You are too injured to do an improv show, despite being one of, if not arguably, the least physical improviser in the city of Los Angeles, who has never gotten a laugh from space work in his life, and who often bails on his commitment to the physical reality in the first 30 seconds of a scene.
Real wordsmith, though.
Thank you. Thanks, Doberman. Because it's back injury day, you guys.
It's back injury day.
I feel like that got to so much more interesting places than where I knew it was.
It got so much more interesting places than any of the football ones we've ever done.
Should this not be a show about football? When you don't tune in, you don't tune into NFL Live and get a gem like Stignutta.
Yeah. They should give us a show.
Yeah.
Give us a show.
Give us a show on the NFL Network. I'm sure you can say Stignutta on the NFL Network. There's no FCC rules on that's cable television.
Yeah, Peter Schrager's getting away with all sorts of shit.
Yeah, man.
Let us host Good Morning Football.
A lot of anti-vax stuff from Peter Schrager.
Oh, yeah.
Is he on Good Morning Football?
Yeah.
Is he one of those
yeah.
hosts?
Yeah.
Who are those people? Are they journalists? I know Nate Burleson, of course, but are the rest of the people just journalists?
No, I think Kyle Brandt, I thought Kyle Brandt was like an actor for a minute,
yeah.
but I could be wrong.
Peter
Schrager is like journalist. He breaks stories occasionally.
It's a wilder landscape for football pundits. Like, there's no equivalent of like NBA on TNT, you know?
Yeah.
Like the NBA, like, that's when you think of watching NBA talking heads on TV,
mm-hmm.
There's only one thing you're going to think of.
They got lucky with those three personalities, though. Like, yeah. Shaq and.
Mostly with Shaq and Chuck. I mean, honestly.
Patrick. Shaq and Charles Barkley are probably two of the most funny players ever. And then when you add in new guys who are also, like, you want to see Draymond go at it with Chuck. I want Anthony Edwards to show up on that show one day when he's, like, 30, a little bit more.
I thought Richard Jefferson would end up there, especially when he started, like, taking you.
Yeah, he does it every now and then.
Dude, I forget. Was he doing Nets games, maybe? I was watching some, like, Nets games on League Pass, and the other announcers were being so mean to Richard Jefferson.
A lot of people have turned Richard Jefferson into a joke, like he was a slouch or something like that. I guess that's kind of how you could turn yourself into if you're funny.
But yeah, like, self-deprecating. Yeah. I mean, he was like an all-star player, and then as an old role player got a ring, wasn't he, on the 16 Cavs?
Yeah.
He was a good player.
Richard Jefferson was good. Richard Jefferson
probably made the Final Four at Arizona at some point.
NBA Live 2000, I think they won it in, like, 97, didn't they?
Yeah, was he on that team? Maybe.
The Miles Bibby team?
No, he couldn't have been on there in 97. Wasn't he? Been on the Cavs in 2016. That's a...
Yes, yes.
Really? God, did he play that long?
Google it. Was it? Because he got to the league in 01.
Kevin, Richard Jefferson.
Please, Kevin. Computer. Richard Jefferson. What year did he win? What year did he go to Arizona? Look at him.
I don't think he could have been
Wiki
there.
Feet.
Wiki Feet.
Wiki Feet. Richard
Siri,
Jefferson.
Siri, Wiki Feet, Richard Jefferson.
2001.
2001,
he was there. Okay,
close.
So I'm wrong.
That was close, though.
And he got drafted 2001, right?
I guess Bibby was probably there if they won in 97. That
was like his
Bibby.
Team.
Yeah. Was Jason Terry there, too? Terry and Bibby both?
Drafted in 01, yeah.
Drafted in 01.
Or Steve Kerr was at Arizona and his fucking dad got, like, assassinated?
In 86, yeah. Steve Kerr, a Palisades High School alum.
Wow.
Palisades High School alumni. That same school that Mitchell Schwartz went to, and I played against him. Yeah, and his father was assassinated in the mid-'80s.
Mitchell Schwartz too?
No,
that'd be a hell of a coincidence. Don't send your kids to Palisades, especially if you're envoy to Lebanon or whatever.
That's also where they shot Carrie, the original.
Oh, really? The Sissy Spacek.
Yeah.
Well, should we talk football?
Nah.
You know what I've been thinking about? Should we, like, say this is foosballs in our names?
This is foosballs.
This is foosballs.
Sorry, quick correction. He played at Arizona in 98 to 2001 and then was drafted in 2001.
Okay. Yeah, so he just missed the 97.
Yeah. But Channing Frye was there with him, not Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Channing Frye was there with him.
In college in 98 to 2001, selected by the Rockets in 2001.
Wow.
I did not realize he was drafted by the Rockets. He must have got traded in the draft night. Did he? He never played for the Rockets.
I feel like half that guy's in the NBA. It's like, just draft them. When you list who they were drafted by, just list who they actually got.
Who they actually play for.
Because half the times, it's not even getting traded after they're picked. It's like the pick's already traded, but it's so confusing.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just a pet peeve of mine. I'm Greg Gallant.
I'm Ryan Meharry.
And I am the Doberman.
This is the first time we've ever done this.
It occurred to me recently. I was like, should we be like, what do you think, Kevin?
Probably a good idea.
On most of your shows, do they introduce the show and the names and stuff? Or do they talk about Stignutta for 10 minutes and then maybe do it?
And then talk NBA for a long time on their NFL show. Yeah.
And like esoteric NBA, like who was on the 97 Arizona Wildcats.
Half the ones I work on do, the other half don't.
Which ones are more successful?
The ones that do.
Okay.
All right.
There we go.
Asked and answered.
It's going to upset some people.
Well,
the big NFL news this week, obviously off the field,
is Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
Did get charged.
He got charged.
And he got charged.
He got charged. Yes. It looks, it sounds to me like some DA is trying to make a name for themselves.
Yeah. always with a celebrity.
Yeah. And his victims are also filing a lawsuit.
And they were victims in the, it was, no one was Were people severely injured, or was there's it just the cars?
Right? Yeah, I mean, the initial reports were that injuries were not serious, but now, you know, people smell an opportunity. They see, oh, this is a pro football player and get some money.
So well, I got to interview someone else about this. I'm not getting the straight dope from Ryan in his
here are these so-called victims.
Chiefs t-shirt.
Here are these so-called victims' names.
Oh, God. We're doxing.
We're going to dox them.
This is our new segment, Munchausen by Doxy. we got the Doberman and we got the Dachshund. I like my second one better. Let's cut out the Munchausen joke. The second one, I got there eventually.
Munchausen by Doxy is great. Also, this Michael Penix Jr. to the Cowboys is heating up.
Yeah.
Also, Seahawks. That would be a fun fit because he went to Washington.
Yeah, oh, that'd be so fun. I mean,
yeah,
I like Penix. He obviously...
His stock is rising.
Yeah, well, I feel like his stock is getting back to where it would have been if he hadn't kind of had a stinker against Michigan. Like, yeah. Honestly, like that, I felt like that was like a big chance for him to be like, I'm a top five guy, and it didn't happen. It was, you know, Michigan's defense is practically like a pro defense. It's tough.
He's probably got the second best arm after Caleb in the draft.
My man from Tennessee.
I was going to say Joe Milton.
Yeah.
Joe Milton.
I mean, as far as like just hucking it, yeah.
Arm strength.
But Penix, like, he can really sling it. He's pretty accurate.
He can move a little bit, move his feet.
Move a little bit. He's just a bit, just kind of, he's older, right?
He's old. He's like 24.
Yeah, fucking dinosaur.
Just geriatric.
He's 11 years away from breaking his back, sitting down with a cup of coffee in one hand and LaCroix in the other. Oh, important detail I left out, LaCroix product placement.
I have both of those
right now.
A cup of coffee and a LaCroix?
Be fucking careful, Kevin.
It's a
Be
curse.
Careful.
Don't pull
you're
your
not,
back.
You're no spring chicken, Kev. You're a married man now. You have people who depend on you.
Let me ask you this. Do you sit on your wallet and is it fat? Because you got bread. For those of you who are listening, Greg don't need this. My man is rolling in it.
Yeah.
Do you keep your cash in your wallet?
I don't keep much cash on hand, and it's always in my front pocket. I don't sit on my wallet.
You don't sit on your wallet.
Do you stretch your hamstrings?
Yeah. I stretch my legs a lot.
Let me see. Let me feel them.
Well, they're not muscular. Sniff them.
Oh, these are tight.
Sometimes when I'm doing hamstring curls, like, one side will be so tight, and I'm like, this is a ticking time bomb. And my trainer's like, no, it's not. It's fine. You just need to work through it. And I'm like, bro, if I pop this fucking hamstring, I'm going to do my best to beat your ass.
Well, I've had a bunch of lower back issues, and I found out that mine was mostly related to tight hamstrings, just pulling the muscle back.
It's a tricky thing, man. I can't. If you love getting conflicting advice, I can't recommend throwing your back out enough because I've been hearing all sorts of stuff from a lot of different people. But you and James gave me a lot of helpful stuff, and I was doing the cold compress and everything.
Yeah,
I've been hearing a lot about body work, which is like, I don't know what the difference between that and a massage is. They're like chiropractors for your muscles. Julia Meltzer, friend of the pod. Yeah. we plug her writing workshop on here.
Yeah, make sure you take Julia Meltzer's writing workshop.
Yeah,
if you want. Will she be on the pod? Probably not, because she doesn't know football.
But she did have, I think I mentioned this last time, she did have a cousin that won a Super Bowl with the Seahawks.
Yes.
So maybe we get them both on.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we can get them both on. And she also, her father gave me a signed Drew Brees Saints helmet.
Woo!
What a great gift.
Great gift.
Yeah. I didn't know that her dad was out here giving us gifts.
Us. My man.
He's like, what do you want? A signed fucking Ben Roethlisberger bathroom stall door? Like, what is he going to give me?
Take her writing workshop. But everybody.
She sent me info of body work guys, so I'll let you know if I wind up doing this week. Although I am feeling better now, but for 3 days I was like really laid up.
It sucks. It's the worst.
Yeah. I've had all sorts of knee shit. I've never had back shit before. It's not fun. Anyway.
Nah, that's scary. Every time I feel like a little bit of tingling in my back, I'm always scared that it's kidney stuff, and I go like drink a bunch of water.
Oh yeah.
But your kidneys are not in your back, right? Where is your kidney?
We're like, getting embarrassed.
I imagine
needs to find your bell in here.
Yeah, no.
I imagine they're like here. Like, all right.
I would point to areas like right here. Yeah. For those of you who can't, who are just listening, I'd say like equidistant from belly button to like side. Your total side.
Belly button to where I keep
on
my
either
gun.
Side. That's where your, in my opinion, that's where your kidneys, liver,
kidney punch,
spleen, pancreas, yeah. It's all right here.
Yeah, like when you say like, it's like, oh, somebody kidney punched him. Yeah. You feel like it's like right in there.
Yeah, gallbladder.
Yeah, when somebody, yeah, gallbladder kicks.
And it looks like a giant kidney bean, obviously.
Yes, yeah, giant kidney bean. You eat it with some turkey necks and rice and gravy. Well, that's, other than that, nothing else happened in football this week, guys.
Nothing notable else? With like any retired.
No, I can't think of anybody.
Aaron Rodgers said he'd think the government created HIV today.
The government?
Yeah.
I don't know if I disagree with that.
I mean, our government sent a lot of great things.
Oh. Okay.
Not that it's great that it's what it's caused, but that they're the capable of amazing.
Great in terms of the scope, not
yes,
the
quality. Yes, yes, you're great at the, okay. The outcome.
So we did learn officially that it was proven that COVID-19 was man-made.
COVID-19?
Yeah. Was created in a lab.
I don't know.
That we, I thought we learned that. Don't have me on here saying some bullshit.
I feel like it's like, I feel like it's pretty split. There's some people and very reputable people that say, yeah, it was in a lab. And then there's others that say, no, it was very natural. It's
the,
a,
bat? Natural. Well, the bat? The bat is bullshit.
Yeah, somebody ate out a bat.
Somebody ate out a bat. Fucking Christian Bale's ears just perked up.
Oh, the Doberman was doing the rant from the set where he was yelling at
oh, the... good for you. Y'all get some fucking professionalism.
All right, let's be real. We all work on sets. Let's say he's going off on you like that. What you doing? Because I put it like this. Yes, if he's trying to get his job done and some dude's fucking talking, and I've been on sets where like the background start talking and stuff, and I'm not finna yell at him because I'm not, yeah, a fucking rude ass.
Yeah.
But I definitely will like go to the AD and be like, hey, can you
tell him to shut up?
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I'm not gonna be like, hey, shut the fuck up. Like, yeah. Cause I'm not better than them. But it definitely, like, at a certain point, it's like, all right, I fucked up. I apologize.
Move on.
Yeah.
Move the fuck on.
Or no, I don't think he was in the wrong. I think he just went so crazy overboard.
Yeah. And that's my issue. Yeah. That's where I'm like, all right. Hey, man, I said I'm sorry. You keep yelling, I'm about to start swinging.
I mean, like, I've been mostly in animation the last few years, so I haven't been on too many sets lately. But I'm trying to think if I've ever seen even anything close to that in terms of, like, I feel like the most sets I'm on where there's conflicts, it's little fucking bickering behind people's backs and like, yeah, no one's ever yelling. I've never seen anyone like yell at each other on set.
Never. I've never seen.
I heard about. When I was on this, I was a PA on this spy drama, like almost 10 years ago now, with a bunch of big people on it who went on to fame afterwards. And there was a director, like the directing EP guy was like, they went through like three showrunners because no one wanted to work with this guy because he had a hit the year before and it made him insane. And I heard after I left that the line producer had to go down to set and physically take his cocaine away from him. And that's like the closest I've ever come to like hearing like old Hollywood style shit was that someone had to like, they're like, yeah, Charles had to go down there and grab his coke. He's like, you can't have any more coke on set.
I feel like that was in 2009. If he was like yelling at me, and I'm Ryan Meharry right now, like I can't say shit. Mm-hmm. I'd probably just be like, yeah, okay, yep, sorry. I think now I'd be like, hey, enough.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Because he has to realize it's like, oh, this shit could blow up. Like,
yeah, yeah. Like, now you'd just be like, hey, man, you know this could be held on the internet today.
Yeah, you can be held accountable, so stop.
Yeah. I mean, like, honestly, bro, I would have probably said to that man, hey, man, I've apologized like 2 times. You keep going. I don't give a fuck about this job. I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Like, we can get out. Yeah. I'll beat your ass, Christian Bale.
The thing is, I don't think I could beat Christian Bale's ass.
How tall is Christian Bale?
I don't think he's that tall, but he for a lot of his movies, he's very jacked.
Well, this is the movie he got real skinny.
That was Terminator.
That was Terminator?
No, this is in The Machinist is where he got real skinny.
Yeah, so if let's say I was working on the set of The Machinist.
If you're on The Machinist, yeah.
I'm beating him with a baseball bat.
Terminator rides in The Machinist.
Yeah. He's yelling at you like, don't eat a bloody sandwich in front of me. I can't have those. It makes me jealous.
5'11".
5'11"? Man, I'm whooping on him. I'm whooping on him. Get Christian Bale in here right now. Email Christian Bale in here right now.
I'm gonna walk through your. I'm gonna walk through your lights.
Yeah.
What athletes? If you had to make a football movie right now, what actors do you think could like most convincingly play football players?
I would put what's my man? Thor.
Hemsworth.
I would put Hemsworth at middle linebacker.
I was going to say outside
AJ Hawk style.
Yeah. Yeah, Clay Matthews. The long blonde.
He's almost like kind of like too.
Well, he's on steroids. Yeah. He's getting suspended right away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is a better. Fuck casting. If you had to field a football team real life made of celebrity actors and they had to play against like a high school team, who you
get? None of these shits because all that steroid, these people ain't athletes. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the tough part. Like, it's
didn't
hard to.
Joel McHale play some.
Joel McHale played tight end at University of Washington.
Yeah,
but he's old as hell now. So let's say the age doesn't matter. Like they're like ageless.
Yeah, in their prime.
Let's say they're in their prime. All right, I'm putting Joel McHale at tight end.
Yeah.
At
like I said, Michael B. Jordan looked good in Friday Night Lights. He looked like he could scramble.
I'd put him at the slot. He's short.
Yeah.
So I put him at the slot.
He was like an Iverson QB. He was like short, but he was moving around.
Yeah.
I think like Drew Carey played.
Did he? Oh, the one that blew my mind is that fucking Jim Gaffigan played D1.
Oh, maybe that's
I told you guys.
D1 what?
Football.
Where?
First he played at like a school that was like a basketball school, like Villanova or Georgetown or something. And then he played for Purdue, dog.
Hold on.
It blew my mind. I feel like he's had it scrubbed from the web because it doesn't fit his brand of like the slob.
Too embarrassed.
Jim Gaffigan played legit college football.
That's fucking crazy. He did. Number 60.
Yeah, he was like.
Did he get playing time?
I don't think so because I don't think he played for 4 years. But even to have played at all.
Yeah, he looks pretty thin for I'm assuming number 60, he's an offensive lineman. He looks pretty thin for a D1 offensive lineman.
Yeah.
But I guess he's got to go in there too.
Was Gary Gulman? I can't remember. I feel like he was a ball player.
He stands up.
He's tall as shit.
Mark Harmon.
Oh, from like NCIS? And
yeah, stuff? He played at UCLA. I've Googled now, so now I'm cheating. But Mahershala Ali?
Mahershala Ali played at St. Mary's.
Yeah?
Yeah, he played basketball at St. Mary's.
Oh, he played basketball.
Yeah, he played basketball.
Yeah, I was going to say, they don't really have
But he's football. An athlete.
I didn't know that. Didn't he used to live next to Jen?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I feel like they were like neighbors when he was blowing up.
Shout out Jen D'Angelo. Go watch Quiz Lady on Hulu.
WGA award-winning
Quiz Lady.
And Loser.
Because
she was nominated twice, I believe, in the same category. Which is like, she had a 40%, because she got nominated for that and Totally Killer, the Kiernan Shipka movie. I believe, but yeah, she's crushing it. We love Jen.
All right, and I'm using the dad from Webster, because he played in the pros.
I don't even remember. But yeah, I guess there's a few pro football players who actually became actors.
Lawrence Taylor out there.
Jim Brown. I'm just thinking of Any Given Sunday. There was a
Terry
guy named
Cruz.
Terry Crews, Rashard Mendenhall,
the writer.
The writer, Rashard Mendenhall.
There was a guy named Fred Dreyer, and I know this because it's a whole running plot thread in this show I love called Frisky Dingo, which was like the precursor to Archer.
Mm.
And,
I remember that.
Yeah, and Killer Mike was in it as a voice, and it was where I first heard of him. And then when I found out he was like a rapper, I was like, oh shit, that's the guy from Frisky Dingo. But anyways, there's a running joke about this guy, Fred Dreyer, who's... His notable thing as a football player was the only guy to ever get two safeties in the same game, which is crazy.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that Miami high school game we were trying to figure out this year where the score was 41-4 or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But and then he was like a long-running star in this like 70s action show called Hunter, and he was the lead guy in it. And so he was like... And then wasn't there that guy who like tried who ran in the Republican primary one year, like Fred Thompson, and he had been a football player and an actor?
Yeah,
too?
He was on Law and Order.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess
Virulent racist.
Peyton Manning.
I said he was in the Republican primary.
Peyton Manning hosted SNL, so I guess I'll throw him back.
Yeah,
there.
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce.
Caitlin Clark was on SNL.
Yeah.
Yeah, so back to actors we think could ball.
The ones that don't have a history of playing football.
I like, you know John Bernthal is?
Yeah.
The Punisher, and he's like the weightlifting drug dealer in Wolf of Wall Street. He's in everything. I could see him as a little fullback.
What's his name?
John Bernthal.
Let me see.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, oh, that guy. Right now they could field. So, I mean,
No.
Oh, yeah, the meme, yeah.
Who in their 20s?
Young people. Because older, you could say, like, no, I wouldn't say Idris Elba, though, because he's British. He doesn't know shit about it.
I don't know, American football.
He'd show up with a fucking soccer ball.
Yeah, right.
I thought we were just playing footy.
I don't understand if you catch it with your hands. Why is it not? Shut up.
Shorty, you're playing it wrong.
Shorty was a cop, and she ain't dead.
Put Matty Matheson at tackle.
Who?
The chef. This guy. From the Bear?
Oh, yeah, from the Bear. Yeah, put him at tackle. Yeah. Are we putting Paul Walter Hauser at guard or center?
He might be too short.
Yeah.
Some of these guys are short,
he's too,
man.
Goofy. Look, folks, this is the offseason. Yeah.
If you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode and check out some bonus shows with the guys, go to patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And right now, even more off-season, we're going to do a immaculate grid for you.
This is a long overdue fulfilling of a request. If you could pull up, Kevin, the NFL immaculate grid. These are these little games with these 3x3. Yeah, immaculate grid football, that first one.
Yeah. What do we got here?
Okay. What do we got? Okay, so
now how do we make this
across the top
for the listener as well?
Across the top, we have Commanders, Titans, and 1,000 rushing yard seasons. And down the left, we have Niners, Bengals, and first round draft pick. So let's just go one by one here. Who is, I got one. This first one is easy. Niners and
but
Commanders.
you want to get your score really low.
Okay, so we could say Chase Young, but that might be too obvious for Niners, Commanders, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what, is that, what does that mean when you say score?
So like, The more obscure, the better. But you don't want to go too far and then get it wrong.
Right.
Because we could also say,
for NFL, I typically play it real safe.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders, Chase Young.
Wait, did Deion play for Washington?
He did.
Ooh.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's
Alex Smith.
So for the top, for the first square, Kevin, type in Deion.
What about Alex Smith?
Oh, yeah. I bet more people would get him than Deion, actually. Yeah.
Really?
Just because it's more recent.
And right. For 49ers Titans, you could go Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, Kev, can you type or no?
Yep.
D-E-I-O-N. Sanders. Yeah. Hit select for Deion Sanders. 10%. Pretty good. Now, you're saying Randy Moss for the next square?
Yeah, in the 49ers, yeah.
Yeah, there
Titans
we go.
Titans and Niners.
Now, Randy. Who's an obscure Niner who had a 1,000-yard rushing season? It makes me think of like Garrison Hurst,
Roger Craig
probably did. Ricky Waters is a good one.
Yeah,
Ricky Waters with two T's.
Yeah,
yeah, right. So try, and I believe no E in Ricky for him. So try Ricky with no E.
You know, it'd be a crazy one, but I don't think he got 1,000 yards. Would be
Y
William Floyd,
Rick, R-I-C-K-Y Waters. Yeah, yeah.
Who?
William Floyd. He's like a,
ooh,
he's
Ricky
like a,
Waters was 5%, though. That was
damn,
a good
Randy
one.
Moss being 49%.
That's so crazy. I don't remember him playing Titans.
I don't remember him playing on Titans. That means people have been Googling.
People are Googling.
All right, Bengals in Washington.
Bengals and Commanders. That's a tricky one.
All right, you go.
Did Boomer Esiason play for the Redskins at all?
I don't know. Did Andy Dalton ever come through?
No.
No.
Or Dalton Carson only played Palmer. Like two teams.
Carson Palmer never did.
Could do.
Kevin's a huge Skins fan. Who is
it? Yeah. Stop paying attention to him in 2020.
Who played for the goddamn Bengals in Washington? This is tough. Did Josh Norman play for the Bengals ever?
Nah. Let's skip this one, come back to it.
Okay.
Let's go to Bengals
Titans. I feel like there's like
that's another tough one.
I feel like there's cornerbacks and that have played for both. I feel
see, this is when I quit.
Well, yeah, actually, yeah. Let's just go to the bottom row. Let's do first bottom bottom left, Kevin.
So it's just first round Washington, former Washington first round draft.
Was Jahan Dotson in the first round or was he second round?
John
Dotson Josh Dotson or
Jahan?
Yeah. You want to go far back? You go back?
Further back though, yeah. Like Chris Samuels.
Chris Samuels would be a good one. You could do LeVar Arrington.
Did Daryl Green? Was he a first round pick?
I don't know if he was first round pick or not.
I think he was, but that's risky. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who's like a first round pick that busted.
Heath Shuler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do it. All right. Heath. S.
H.
Yeah. Oh wow.
1994.
Meharry, 3%. What a hit!
Titans first round pick.
Jake Locker.
I was gonna say. Remember
Ryan Mallett
was.
Rest in peace.
I don't think he was.
Oh, that's right. He died.
He died, bro.
Was Bishop Sankey a first round pick? No. Mm-hmm. Okay. Traylon Burks. That's too recent.
Could do
Taylor Luana.
I keep thinking about the 95. I mean, everybody would get
Eddie George.
Eddie George. Was he a first rounder? Was he a second rounder? Because they had. Didn't he come out the same year as Steve McNair?
Oh, I don't know.
I think
was McNair a first rounder, even though he's from South
yeah.
Florida
remember
State?
That documentary that they had. Yeah. And they had that tight end that was a bust.
I don't know.
I'll go
Titans first round.
Jake Locker's a slam dunk. Is Kevin
Mariota
Dyson first round pick? I'm not sure.
Yeah, we might have to play it safe with Jake Locker here.
Locker.
Let's just do it.
Lock it in.
We got a 3 and a 5.
Lock in the locker. Good.
We should have set like a goal. Let's set our goal at 200.
All right. 7%, not bad.
Oh, wow.
Not
shit.
Bad.
That's pretty good.
Okay. 1,000-yard rushing season and a first-round draft
Did
pick.
Trent Richardson get 1,000 one year? Because that would be a good one.
Chris Johnson?
Oh, yeah.
But was Chris Johnson a first-round pick?
Oh.
I think he was, but don't quote
yeah,
me.
Because you only got four guesses.
Ezekiel Elliott would be one for sure. But
I don't need to say the Titans. I can say anybody.
Yeah.
Who was the guy that came, did
Todd Gurley,
Rashawn Salaam ever get 1,000 yards?
Ooh, that's a tough. Oh, you know who? Oh,
Saquon.
I was gonna think like Cadillac Williams.
Cadillac Williams definitely got 100. Yeah, didn't he?
Yeah, I do have.
Let's say type in Williams first. Cadillac might not come up. Carnell, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Williams is gonna pull up a million guys.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So try delete Williams and just type Carnell or. Carnell.
I mean, yeah, him or Ronnie Brown.
Or try Cadillac.
Oh, yeah, I guess you got to type in Cadillac.
There it is. Oh, it did come up as Cadillac Williams.
There you go.
There you go. I think he did. Yeah.
Yeah!
0.7.
0.7.
All right, off that note, I was going to say for a lesser-known Bengals 1,000-yard rusher, Sed Benson.
Did he definitely?
I think he did.
I think he had a little comeback.
So Cedric, C-E-D-R-I-C. Benson. Yeah. Come on.
Yo!
Yeah! Oh, I guess it wasn't as obscure as I thought, but yeah, he had that little mid-career resurgence.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
He died too.
Did he have to have the 1,000 yards as a Bengal? That's what I never know with these things.
Yeah,
Cedric Benson died a couple years ago.
God damn. All right.
Too many football players die, man.
Yeah.
For real.
It's always weird shit happening too.
Falling out of trucks and stuff.
Yeah.
Man, Chris Henry.
Chris Henry, yeah.
Now, we talked about that on the pod, that Adam Jones wound up taking care of his kids.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
That's pretty good. I feel like Pac-Man gets a bad rap.
Pac-Man Jones, I think, was a Bengal and a Titan.
Oh, there you go. Wait, was he a Titan?
Yeah.
That was his heyday. So for the center square, Kev, type in Adam Jones. And if they have him as Pac-Man, that'd be real funny. That's him.
He probably gonna have a high. Yeah, I knew he was gonna be high.
That's okay, but that was a tough one.
All right. Yeah, the teams.
So like 59, 64.
Did Chris Collinsworth play for the Washington Redskins?
Oh, I don't know. He played at Florida. See, yeah. I know the fucking colleges.
Quarterbacks, we gotta think.
That's the thing is the Bengals haven't had that many quarterbacks.
Yeah. Or they've had a bunch.
Dalton, but they've been there a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, Kitna?
John Kitna?
He was a Bengal for sure.
Oh, that's
who's
good.
That Sean Hill guy? The backup quarterbacks are big.
Is the go-to.
Did TJ Houshman's out to play for the
Washington? Oh, Fitzpatrick.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
He was a Bengal, right?
Yeah. I don't know, actually.
Wait.
We only got one guest, though.
Hold on.
I feel better about
Kitna.
Kitna, I think, in a way. Okay. Oh, man, I don't know.
I don't remember Kitna playing for Washington.
Yeah, me neither.
I know Kitna played for the Bengals. I know Fitzpatrick played for Washington. I feel like Fitz played for Cincy at one point, but I might be wrong. Kevin, is this good radio?
I think it'd be funny if I just had give up for the very last
time. I couldn't even be mad at you, honestly. That would be really funny.
Can you picture John Kitna in a
Washington uniform?
No, I can't. No. But he did bounce around a lot.
Should we just go Fitz?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Josh McCown?
Well, I don't know if he was a Bengal.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson was
Maybe Fitzpatrick maybe did have a small, like a short stint with the Bengals. Because
I feel like that was where I first became aware of him, was he was on the Bengals.
Did Carson Palmer play for Washington at all?
No, he just played for the Raiders after.
Any wide receivers? Do we have a Brandon Lloyd sighting at all in Cincinnati?
Mm-mm.
He bounced around a lot.
Mm-mm.
Wow, I really don't know Washington like that.
Yeah.
Did.
Collection of losers.
Yeah. Did that running back from the 80s ever play? What's his name? It ruined my bit because
Icky
I
Woods?
Can't think of his name.
The Icky Shuffle?
Nah.
Oh, John Riggins?
John Riggins, yeah.
Do we just go for
it? I think it's Fitz is my guess.
Yeah, let's just do
Fitz.
It.
Let's try it.
Lock it in. Jake Locker it in.
Got it.
Nice.
170. Not bad.
Not bad.
Now let's look up and see. Did Kitna play?
Yeah.
Immaculate Grid 272.
That's the.
John, you said?
Yeah.
J-O-N.
I got it. He did not play for Washington, so we made the right call.
All right.
So what's like the. Higher the score is the better.
No, the lower is better.
The score, the lower the percentage.
I've had because the baseball one is easier. Guys move around a lot, and basketball where I'll score like 25 and be like really sitting there trying to think of the most obscure one. But 170 for football is pretty good.
It's so many positions in football. I'm good at the basketball one because I know a bunch
of
you
know everyone
players.
On the field in football. 40 guys on the roster, even guys like us aren't going to be all that familiar with them, but I know
was this boring or can we do one more?
Let's do one more.
Should we do a different
Who cares if it was boring?
Yeah.
Should we do a different sport or cuz there's only one per day?
You can do a previous. We should
they have the archive now.
Yeah, they got
right.
The archive. We should keep it to football right. So they
Yeah, that's all right, so
I'm useless.
And Kevin, will you post this on our Twitter page that is Donald Trump at no.
It's go right there. We have a sort of an email handle. It's Donald Trump at
yeah. You see that?
SBCglobal.net.
Yeah. Let's play.
Oh, nice. Oh, I'm gonna
the April Fool's one.
Ooh, late at night. I'm gonna tear through these.
Let's play.
Oh wait, the April Fool's one is probably like a joke. I feel like. Nah, hit it.
I doubt it.
Only one team.
Oh, okay. It's goddamn Titans.
All right.
Phew, this is tough. It's all teams. Mostly.
Okay.
Yeah. Only now one team? Here's the tricky thing. I don't think Derrick Henry counts yet for Titans Ravens because I think they'll wait until he actually plays the game.
Yeah.
So don't. Like,
I think.
But I think you can do like Derek Mason or something. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
I think if you've officially been on the team, they maybe count it.
I don't. Yeah. Maybe I don't know. I feel like I've been burned by that before.
They've
where
gotten you.
Yeah. All right, Titans. So across the top, we've got Titans, Texans, and only one team. Down the left side, we've got Cowboys, Browns, and Ravens. Titans, starting with Titans and Cowboys, DeMarco Murray would be an obvious one to me. Yeah. But there's got to... Did Albert Haynesworth go to the Cowboys at one point?
I don't think so.
Seems like the type of guy they would have seen.
Yeah.
I think he gave up pretty quickly
when he flamed out.
Washington. Yeah.
We could say... No, I was thinking of Ken Stabler, but not Ken Stabler, because he played for the Oilers.
Yeah, the Oilers are counted in the Titans, but not counted in the Texans.
No.
That's what it should be.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Because the Texans was expansion.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Ken Stabler played for the Raiders and for the Oilers, and then he played for the Saints. Who was the quarterback of the 70s?
Staubach?
Staubach. Did he play for the Oilers at all?
I don't think so.
It's a tough one. Could we say did Earl Campbell play for the Cowboys at all?
I don't know.
That's a little, yeah, that's a tough one. For Ravens, Texans, you could do Ed Reed.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Bottom center, Kev, Ed Reed.
That's going to be 70%.
Yeah, I think.
Let's see.
I don't think many people remember him on the Texans.
This one, top one?
Yeah. 25. Not too bad.
I don't remember him on the Texans.
Terrible picture of him.
Yeah, it's like a mugshot.
Yeah.
Bullshit. I don't like that.
Ravens,
Titans. Did RG3 ever play for the Titans?
No, but he played for the Browns.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, yeah. They can't mix those.
Ah, shoot.
Browns, Texans, Deshaun Watson's are...
We can't.
Too easy.
Did any players go back in that trade, or was it just draft picks?
Just picks.
Terrell Pryor.
Yeah.
Did he play? I know he played for the Browns.
Played for the Raiders.
Raiders. And I think maybe Ravens, too, but that doesn't help us.
Texans and Cowboys. Did...
Browns, Titans, you could do Jacoby Brissett, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, was he on the Titans, or am I making that up?
No, he's on the Colts.
Was he on the Texans, too? No.
I think... Brissett on the Texans sounds more familiar than the Titans.
I know he played for the Colts. He played for the Colts, played for the Patriots.
Yeah. Browns, Texans, could it be Brian Hoyer? Did he go?
Did Brian Cushing play for any other teams?
Man, I remember him from the bloody helmet face.
Was that at USC or was that in the pros?
It was Texans.
I know I talk about that Texan seasons of Hard Knocks all the time, but he was a lunatic in that too.
Yeah.
That was the best season I ever saw. Shit, this one's a little hard.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the only one teams. So like we can do new guys, right? So like the Cowboys, you could say Deuce Vaughn. And is anyone, how many people are going to say that?
Oh, interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm down to put Deuce Vaughn.
Yeah.
Vaughn.
Down.
Scroll down to the bottom.
Bomb Booker. Old Chiefs defensive end.
3%. Good.
Great. Okay.
A new guy on the Browns. You could do JOK. You could do
David Njoku.
Yeah. Greedy Williams, Grant Delpit. Or is Greedy still there? I don't even know.
I think he might be gone. I like Delpit. No one's doing Grant Delpit.
Try Grant Delpit. Better not have changed teams. Oh, baby.
And then David Ojabo.
Is that the...
The edge rusher.
Is he from Michigan?
Yep.
Yeah, hit it. The middle one, yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Woo! Okay.
I'm surprised so many people put Deuce Vaughn.
Yeah, sure. It's like, I bet it's been all Troy Aikman and Ray Lewis.
I was reading that Troy Aikman transferred while he was in college. I feel like that you didn't hear about that happening that much back in the day. He transferred to UCLA from Oklahoma.
From Oklahoma, yeah.
He started at Oklahoma.
Barry Switzer. He left Barry Switzer.
Did he go from UCLA to Oklahoma or Oklahoma to UCLA?
He went Oklahoma to UCLA. He made his name at UCLA.
So he was drafted from.
But you never heard dudes transfer, big profile guys transfer back then. It's crazy. All right.
Well, now we've got a little bit of
So
we got a little house money.
Do we want to just say like DeMarco Murray?
Yes, we got some house money.
Let's just do DeMarco Murray
for the top left square. DeMarco Murray. D E M A R C O. Yep.
There he is.
Bob DeMarco. 62 points.
We shouldn't have done that.
There goes all the house money.
Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, this one's an old one, so it don't count.
Yeah. Titans Browns.
Oh,
is this good radio?
All right, so basically, when Greg is thinking about Titans Browns, he starts
eating out a bat,
sucking meat, eating out a bat, starting and up in the air.
Oh, my back! Oh.
So Greg went to go get a massage, and then he just started humping the air.
Which brings us to Browns Texans.
Yeah, he did the child's the baby pose.
My man said, "My man came while he was humping the air." I said, "You got to be a horny motherfucker to not have no friction, just be like ah."
I mean, it happened to the guy in American Pie. Doesn't he come in his shorts in American Pie?
Yeah, but I mean, at least he's got the friction of the shorts.
Right, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Titans Ravens.
Titans.
Should we just? Well, Derrick Henry's going to be the main.
That might have. This might have been from before he signed with them. Yeah. Too, if it's April 1st, hasn't been that long since he signed, has it?
Did Shannon Sharpe ever play for the Titans? No.
Wait, what about Derek Mason, the wide receiver?
He
can't.
Definitely played for Ravens and Titans.
Yeah.
That's a slam dunk.
So for the bottom left, can we try Derek Mason?
That's going to be a big one, I bet.
Really? Yeah. I think it's going to be Derek. Well, hit it.
Hit it.
Wow, you had a long career.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, not bad.
Only 21.
It takes two to make a thing go right. Damn, this one is hard.
The Texans, because they haven't been around that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Texans are hard. When the Rockies show up.
Did a Carr play? Did David Carr?
He bounced around, but I think he played a lot with the Giants. He was the backup there for a long time. He was Eli's backup.
Remember whenever they talk about how good DeAndre Hopkins was? They're like, these are the fucking quarterbacks he was playing with. One of those guys had
Brian Hoyer.
That's what I said, Brian Hoyer.
Texans and Browns.
Center square, Brian Hoyer.
That's a slam dunk.
Four. There we go.
Ooh. Okay, we're back.
God, ugly motherfucker.
Man, he sucks. He's such a bad quarterback.
Michigan State was a real backup quarterback factory.
Yeah.
They're probably mad at Kirk Cousins for being a star.
Fucked it up for us.
It was like Drew Stanton, Connor Shaw, or whatever, all these guys coming out. Jeff Smokler. All right. Colt McCoy, did Colt McCoy ever go to the Texans? TJ Yates go to the Cowboys?
Here's why this game kind of sucks. Because your guesses, even when you get them right, your guesses still go down. You should get to keep your guesses if you get it right.
Yeah, you get...
Just get nine guesses, so you can't miss any. That's the point,
actually. So what's the point of even counting the guesses?
Yeah.
Like, because we haven't gotten any wrong yet, but if you get one wrong, then that is just a dead square for you, and you get 100 added to your score, which sucks.
I see.
That's why you really got to be careful.
So we got who played for the Titans and the Browns? Let's think of running backs.
Jamal Lewis?
Thinking maybe the tight ends.
Did Josh, what was my man name that played quarterback?
Cribbs.
Josh Cribbs, did he play for the Titans at all?
No, I don't think so. I think he was.
Peyton Hillis, Gary Barnage.
Kickers.
Bill Dawson?
Ooh.
He was Niners and Browns, but was he also Titans? Rob Baronis?
Baronis.
We love Rob Baronis.
He's a kicker.
Great kicker.
Martin Grammatica, did he play for the Cowboys?
Automatico Grammatica?
There were two of them, weren't there?
Yeah, there was
Bill. They were like the Skarsgård.
Remember he jumped to celebrate
towards ACL.
That was crazy, bro.
What's better, that or the Gus Frerotte
helmet,
headbutting the padding. He like scores a touchdown, goes past the goalpost, and like headbutts the wall. You haven't seen this, Carl?
Mm-mm.
Well, maybe we'll watch that after. God damn, this is hard.
Yeah, loser Texans. A lot of loser teams in this category.
Cowboys and Texans. Wait a minute. Robert Woods. Didn't he play for the Cowboys?
I don't think he did play for the Titans.
I think he just went straight to the AFC from the Rams. Oh, but Brandon Cooks played for both of those teams, did he not?
Yeah, Brandon Cooks. Yeah.
So it's Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-I.
Man, like, it's probably going to be 20-something. I would guess 20. Oh, damn, that's way too much.
57?
Because there has to be somebody else. I'm going to Google whoever that is. Yeah. Somebody else.
Fuck they it. Let you, like, see once you've completed, like,
Maybe. I don't know. I never look at the stats. On Sporkle, you can, which is nice.
That would be nice if they did that for
you. All right. Titans and Browns.
All right. Oh, I want to say... All right, we can catch up. We can get a good one here, I think. 90s receivers. I want to say Webster Slaughter.
Wow. I trust you.
There's an Oilers Browns crossover here. I want to say Webster Slaughter or Haywood Jeffries.
I'm going to defer to you on this.
Yeah.
Which one do you feel better about?
I mean, Webster, swinging for the
Webster Slaughter is a sick name.
Yeah,
it sounds like a horrible Hollywood accident.
Yeah.
All right, do you know about the Webster Slaughter? that dad who played football.
Let's see,
Ryan.
What did we get on the last one?
170.
Okay, so we didn't do terrible.
Almost as well, and I would say a harder quiz.
That's not what was the percentage?
179 for the listeners.
Thank you.
179. What was the percentage on Webster Slaughter there?
7%. More people got him than Brian Hoyer. Wow.
Oh man.
All right. Well, maybe we'll.
So the young guys is where you gotta where you get your money at because don't nobody know them.
Yeah. Ojabo and Delpit. Boy, the Delpit. LSU has just churned out an insane number of defensive backs.
It's crazy, man.
And wide receivers.
DBU.
Back to like Patrick Peterson, Tre'Davious White, Honey Badger. Yeah. Delpe, Greedy Williams, Christian Fulton. They're all first round guys. It's nuts. It's like the Iowa tight ends factory, which is so crazy to me.
Yeah.
We should do that one episode. The colleges that churn out the most in a particular position.
Do you remember how Clemson wide receiver room at one point had Martavis Bryant, DeAndre Hopkins, Mike Williams,
Sammy Watkins.
And maybe and that little white guy Adam Humphries were all there at the same time.
That's
who
nuts.
Played for the Bucks. Yeah, that's crazy. Well, you know, Thurman Thomas and Barry Sanders were shared a backfield at Oklahoma State, which is nuts.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy? Two of the greatest, arguably the greatest running back of all time.
It was a reason that I forgot what it was, but Barry Sanders talked about why he went there because they already had Thurman Thomas.
Yeah,
and it was like I just wanted to go because I had a chance to play with him.
Kevin, you doing a little research here?
Like, Kevin's either giving us like a big hint on something he wants.
Brian got it. Yep.
I was waiting till the.
I suppose that we don't have much time left. We've covered Immaculate Grid.
I got to run right now, guys.
So Carl's got to go.
I'll see you guys later.
Oh, you're gonna miss our guest, Carl.
Come on in. Yeah, just have a seat.
All right, bye, Carl.
Am I supposed to sit in here?
Boo!
Oh, wow.
My God!
Oh,
our guest, you have a ghastly—I mean, an apparition. I don't know what I would call. Are you a ghost?
Ooh! Hey!
You've got
one.
He sounds cold.
Yeah.
Hey!
You've got wings.
Twitter world. It's
you've got
me.
You've got angel wings.
Yeah, hey. You do have angel wings and a little halo.
Hey, Twitter, because I come from heaven. Hey, Twitter world. It's me, yours truly. I love this podcast.
Ah, oh, thanks, man.
Thanks, man. I mean, I think I know who this is.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I should have introduced myself.
You said yours truly, but I think you can go a step further. Yeah,
they call me the juice.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Orenthal.
James Simpson.
Yeah, welcome to correct. The pod.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm starstruck right now.
Yeah, now, normally, so what's your history with football? we usually ask our guests.
But it feels silly asking.
I mean, I'll tell you, it feels a little silly, I guess.
So I played at a high school in San Francisco.
That right?
Yeah.
Cool.
And I'm trying to think. Galileo High School is where I played.
Wow. Galileo. Now, they were the big rival of Copernicus High School.
Copernicus High School. And I played at Galileo High School.
Galileo would always get to the games fastest because they knew the Earth was curved. And some other teams would have to go.
They were going a straight line.
Yeah.
Thought it was flat. But we would run at an arch.
That's smart.
Yeah. And then I went on to the University of Southern California. Go Trojans.
Trojans.
Yeah, that's right. And then I was drafted in 1971 or two by the Buffalo Bills. And I played there from 1971 or two to 1979.
Wow.
When I went home to my San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, cool. That's cool to go home.
Yeah.
It's cool to go home for your hometown team.
It's cool to go home. I loved it. I tell you, it was some of the best moments of my life playing football. And then over the time, I eventually went and got into commercials and television, things like that.
Yeah, now I was going to say, a lot of our guests, sure, they might have more football experience than us, but you also have more Hollywood experience.
I do, yeah. I started off
in Hollywood. I love how wistful you are.
I tell you, if you're living life unhappy, you're not living life. And me, I am not living life, technically.
I was able
to come here is because, you know, this studio back in the 90s used to be a Chin Chin Chinese restaurant.
Oh, and I remember, yeah, you loved to go there with
I loved it. Robert, my good friend Robert, I wish I could still talk to him. I can't now because I'm up in heaven with him.
You're also here because Kevin did a seance.
He wanted me here. I know Kevin from previous podcast appearances I've had.
Any location that's ever been a Chin Chin, you can do a seance in him.
Yeah.
And get to see your friends.
Yeah, absolutely. And I am a friend of
your
Kevin.
Long lost friends.
You should start the website. KevinBartelt@OJSimpson.com. Because we are good buddies. So what do you guys got on the screen here?
We were doing an immaculate grid.
Yeah, it's called a football grid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Webster Slaughter. What a name. What a pull.
Yeah.
I remember that guy.
Do you?
Yeah. We didn't play together, of course. But, wow, some good names with that. DeMarco Murray, that's a good running back. You know, when I was playing running back, it wasn't the same as in his day.
Yeah, Now when you watch the guys play today, you ran for 2,000 yards in 14 games.
Yeah, ain't that crazy?
That is crazy.
When you see, like, Alvin Kamara, do you think, I don't even play the same position as that guy?
Yeah, no. It's a totally different game?
Oh, the different. You know, back in the day, my quarterback wouldn't throw me the ball.
You ever catch a pass in your career?
I call passes out in the flat.
Yeah.
But, you know, other than that, I was never really running routes the way these running backs are doing now. You know, I think back in my day, we took quite a hell of a beating at the running back position.
It's crazy to me because I feel like guys have fewer carries today, but they don't last as long.
It's weird. But look. Just, we're sports journalists. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask you the big question.
Yeah.
What do you think of fantasy football?
I love it.
Yeah?
I love fantasy football.
Do you wish it had been around when you were a player?
I do. That would have been fun. We probably could have made some good money off of that. Yeah. I'm just saying. Take care.
Oh, are you leaving? Or?
No. I'm
okay.
Okay. Lev, I'm going to just... Elephant in the room.
What is it? Ask me anything. I'm in heaven.
Of the three,
mm-hmm.
Which of the Naked Gun movies was your favorite?
Wow.
I get asked that all the time.
Nordberg.
I think 2.5 was comedically strong.
Interesting.
I don't disagree.
I'm a 33 1/3 guy.
That was a good one as well.
Yeah. Which one is the one where the guy falls off the baseball stadium and gets run over by a steamroller and a marching band, and then you're crying and they say, "What's wrong?" And you say, "My dad died the exact same way."
That was part one.
That's my favorite joke in history. That is for real. Oh, yeah, because it's it ends at the baseball game with the Queen and Reggie Jackson.
And Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson wasn't playing for the Angels in 94, I don't
looking believe. Looking at your IMDb now, Kevin's
should
always...
we do a Mount Rushmore of his IMDb, maybe?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean,
well,
Kevin,
I know what three of the four are.
It's funny because Kevin's always got this up.
Yeah.
wait, was he in the TV version of In the Heat of the Night?
Yeah, it looks
was
like
he in
it.
The Sidney Poitier role?
No. I played Councilman Lawson Stiles.
Oh, sorry, were you? I don't know why I said was he.
It's just so crazy to have you here.
One of my favorite jobs was one of the best things that scroll up, Kevin, just a little bit there. One of my favorite jobs that I had ever done was Goldie and the Boxer Go to Hollywood.
Which is, of course, a follow-up to Goldie and the Boxer from 2 years previous.
Yeah. I was in that one, too, but the sequel.
That's the one.
Yeah. Also, Back to the Beach was another good one that I loved. I played Man at Airport, and that was like a kind of a callback to my Hertz commercial.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, the Hertz commercial.
The Klansman. Tell us about that.
The Klansman.
That's in the middle of your playing days.
So. Yeah. I had to take off a game to do that one, but you know, you want to tell the story of the Klansman, I tell you.
Well, Towering Inferno, that probably goes on Mount Rushmore. That's a
definitely, yeah, that's a good movie. One. People like
you
that
were
movie
in
quite
Roots.
I was. I played a fast slave.
Is that
I was the fastest
the highest
guy.
Rated show of all time.
Yeah, I was in Roots. I played a character that was in Africa. He was really fast, and we were talking about the white man coming in catching the Africans, and I said he's not going to catch me, but he did.
Did you improvise that?
Yeah, I put that scene in the
now,
show.
Now, when you stiff armed the plantation owner, I thought that was rad.
Yeah, played by the dad from the Brady Bunch.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Now, didn't he die?
He did. 1992. Yeah, he rest in peace.
Let's see some of your later credits.
First and 10. I know you guys like First and 10.
Love
that was a fun show.
It seems like you made a voluntary choice to act a little less after about 94.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Take care.
Oh, do you have to go?
I got to get out of here.
Oh. What's the Levin twist?
In heaven, we got a curfew.
The Levin twist you played, it was a short. It's got probably the, no offense, the it's got 1.6 stars.
I've seen lower.
In that, I played the jealous boyfriend.
You played the jealous boyfriend.
The fuck is that?
Aren't there? Oh, it's a Stephen King. Written by Stephen King.
Stephen
I'm sure
King.
That's the Stephen King. Yeah. They made a little typo on his name.
Yeah, he's a Steven King.
Is that why you did it? You thought it was the main Stephen King?
Yeah, that's why I did it. I got to be honest, though. I don't remember that project too much. I don't know those people.
It looks like a sweaty group of guys you made the movie with.
Yeah. Stephen King. Well...
Do you want to? Can you tell us real quick about heaven? I mean, you just said there's a curfew there.
So, I'll tell you this.
You get to see all the loved ones you left
all
behind
the loved
on Earth.
Ones. all the loved ones. And also, just an endless supply of Cactus Cooler.
Cactus Cooler? Ooh, wow. Really?
Jesus' favorite soda.
Is it?
Oh, no kidding.
Is it a soda? I thought it was just like a fruit juice.
What's a soda? You should try it.
Oh,
it's very
you guys
good.
Have a Tahitian treat?
They do. That's the East Coast thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
What about Fifth Avenue candy bars? They have those.
They got
up there?
Fifth Avenues up there.
They're like a better Butterfinger.
They
in
died
my opinion.
And went to heaven.
Yeah. They died on Earth. That's what. Right.
When you got to heaven, first thing you did?
Oh, took my shoes off. My Bruno Mali's.
Well, I guess before you even got in, I hate to bring it up, but like, you're at the Pearly Gate, mm-hmm. St. Peter's, reading back the ledger,
mm-hmm.
you know. Did he have anything to say about cocaine and blue eyes, the 1983 TV movie you were in?
He was,
upset I was promoting drug use, I tell you that much.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
Yeah. Either way.
Kind of a dark mark on your legacy.
Yeah,
there,
pretty
Cruz.
Much. But... we're up here now.
Yeah, Pobody's nerfed. I mean,
Pobody's nerfed. And we're up here in heaven now. Can't nothing you can do to me, bitches. Bye.
Oh, up, there he goes.
Oh, there he floated away.
Oh, Carl, you're back.
Yeah,
you
I was just taking
this
shit.
Him.
Who did I miss?
The ghost or angel
the
of
angel
OJ,
of OJ
Simpson was
what?
Here.
What? From Cocaine and Blue Eyes?
Yeah, from Cocaine and Blue Eyes.
Wow.
I feel like you guys are ships in the night.
Da-da-da!
Well, we better wrap it up.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.